Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Thanks for joining us here on the Plays of the Week. Scott Zolak, Coach Belichick with you. And we're going to take a look at one of the most exciting games, regular season games of recent memory, Coach. Giants game, big field goal at the end, but let's take a look at how we got there.
Well, in that first drive, one of the plays that got us off to a good start here was the third and seven play where Tom scrambles up the middle and picks up a key first down. The Giants kind of had an interesting call here. They double-teamed Edelman, double-teamed Gronkowski, and then they have a kind of three-on-two going on over here. So, a lot of guys committed in coverage. They sort of, everybody gets matched up, and then as the pass rush unfolds, they have a kind of a twist going in there. But, Tom's able to, get through. So, again, one of the great things about Brady is his awareness to, find the open receiver. But an example like this where they've got three doubles going on, they've got a lot of your options taken away. He found another one to scramble back up the middle, become one of his strong suits this year. So, they're coming in here with a game with Pierre-Paul coming inside, and Cam kind of washes him down. Jenkins, loops back out, and then there's a lot of space there. So, a really good awareness by Tom. Good job by the offensive line of sorting that out. And that was a big play for us. Keep that drive going.
Nice job.
In the end zone.
38 years of age, still get excited like that a little bit.
You bet.
All right. All right, defense.
This is a big stop for us, too. Our red area defense was good in this game, and definitely saved us a lot of points. This is Chandler coming off the edge here on Flowers. Looks like he's going to be out in coverage on Vereen, and then at the last second kind of turns back in. Does a nice job here of coming, Manning holding the ball with one hand, coming, off that backside, getting the ball out. Looks like they're trying to get the tight end down the middle, which is, something the Giants have liked to do in this type of field position with these under routes coming behind it. Coverage forces Manning to hold the ball just a little bit longer, and, Chandler gets to him on the backside, sack and ball. So here's the same play from the end zone. Chandler matched up on Flowers. And the technique that he uses here is, one that's been a good one for Chandler. Chandler's tall. He's got very long arms. See him use what we call here is a long arm move, where he just puts one arm into the rusher, so he can actually get more length on the charge, and then there's really not a lot for the tackle to hit there. Even though Flowers has long arms, he can't really reach Chandler. So Chandler does a nice job there of using that long arm technique, and then once he gets Flowers moving backwards, then he's able to just drop his right weight there, power him, and does a nice job with his right arm there. You can see this is a nice shot of it from the end zone.
Yeah,
slapping the ball out, and Coleman is alertly gets on it and makes the play. So it's a big turnover for us, saves 3 points.
Yep, especially that type of game, back and forth. You get that type of turnover, your defense sets your offense up. Okay, situation right here. Obviously, this has got to be the punt return with Amendola.
It is.
What's going on out here?
And so we have a punt rush here where we brought the corners in from the outside and then peeled off with two of our inside guys. So kind of changed the rush a little bit. The Giants don't have it blocked, cleanly. We're kind of free off the edge here, but they get the ball off in time. We can't get there in time to get the ball. It's a good job by Wing of, recognizing it and kind of speeding up the process. And, really the key on this play is, Danny giving the kind of the safe signal, which is, an indication to our players that he's not going to field the ball. And so they're alert to be, for the ball to hit the ground and not, bounce and hit them. So they kind of, pull off. We have a rush on here anyway. So there's not, not a lot of blocking going on the return, but there was a pretty good holdup. And, the Giants are all kind of tied up here in the protection. So you have, a lot of separation between the two gunners and then the rest of the coverage unit. So, Danny does makes a smart play here by giving the safe signal, which gets the two gunners, gets Harris, to pull off a little bit.
Then that Peter call, right? Peter.
Right. I'm not going to field the ball. I'm not going to field the ball call, but it kind of, I think, distracts the coverage for just a split second there. Then he gets it. And then again, all these guys that were locked up in coverage, you know, now they don't really have very good coverage lanes, and see the whole Giants team gets trapped over here on one side of the field. So once Danny, you know, breaks that first wave,
Martin,
then it's all over. And, you know, we get a lot of good effort plays here from these guys who are rushing the punt, you know, peeling back. And so get a good block here from Martin. Good hustle play by Ebner. Slater, you know, turns around here and peels on wing. And then Melvin, you know, turns around here and gets Dahl, you know, nicks him, just gets enough of him. And then, you know, we're almost hustling too much here, and we, you know, kind of trip each other up.
But Rutgers kids, right? Yeah, work with them on that.
So here's the same play from the end zone. And again, we saw those corners come in from the outside and, you know, change the rush a little bit. And so, again, we're free out here, but we just can't get there in time. You know, Wing gets the ball off and it's gone. But again, you can see the rush kind of, you know, Diossi gets knocked over here at the center, and, you know, a bunch of these guys get tied up in here on the protection. So there's not a lot of coverage. And again, Danny's really able to, you know, once Harris overruns them, then he's just, you know, able to outrun, you know, the bigger guys on the coverage unit. And here come those blocks again. Martin, Ebner, wow. Slater. And, you know, even over here on the backside, Freeney, Jordan Richards, you know, these guys, I mean, everybody's hustling. I think that's really the best thing about this play is just the overall effort, you know, of every single guy rushing the punt, fielding the punt, and then trying to hustle and get a second block and try to, you know, contribute to the play later on. So
and your whole sideline exploded. It just seemed to really turn the game and get you guys back in that football game.
Yeah, it was a big-time explosive play, no question about it. You know, another big play for us, you know, longest play of the year, Rob going down the seam, and, you know, Tom does a good job here of holding Dahl just enough on the backside, and then, you know, cuts it loose on the seam. You know, Rob kind of, you know, slips Merriweather here inside, but, you know, really this ball is caught, you know, between the numbers and the hash mark, but, you know, Tom's ability to kind of keep Dahl from getting over there is really, you know, just enough, and then, you know, Rob breaks the tackle. And
it's a great concentration by Rob, too, because, I mean, it's kind of like the same area, you know, against Cleveland when Ward went low and hit him.
Yep.
You know, and you don't have that in the back of your mind, but that's great concentration right there.
Yeah, it really is. That was a huge play for us. And then, you know, so it came down to this, the third and goal play. The Giants put Beckham over here on the backside, and so we've got him double covered, you know, given the quality of receiver that he is. So we're really, you know, kind of stuck over here in some single coverage, and Manning rolls out. So this is kind of a, you know, a play that we've seen them run before. And so Logan Ryan and Devin McCourty do a great job here of switching this kind of pick route off. There, Randall's coming in to pick. Harris is going to the flat. So they switch that off. So we've got that covered. And then Malcolm Brown, you know, really shows a lot of hustle here, you know, coming out and, you know, getting through, getting past Schwartz. And forcing the play, and, you know, Manning goes down to keep the clock running, or actually forces to take a timeout. But, the key part of this play is Logan and Devin. Again, that comes from anticipation, great communication, and, you know, just being able to recognize that. And you can see how quickly Devin comes off on Randall, at the same time that Logan comes off on, Harris going to the flat. So, good pass defense, you know, good awareness. So big play right there to hold them to 3 points.
That's a big one right there because that obviously gets into the three, and then here we go. This is right before Steve's kick.
Right, and so this is another interesting play. The Giants, you know, show up over here with all their rushers on to the offensive right, and so it looks like they're gonna pressure from this side, and they end up you know, bringing the backside corner off of Amendola. So. And then rotate back out of it. So this is Collins. So this is him going to the middle of the field, and Merriweather right here rotating down. Amendola makes the catch, and then, you know, really the best part of this play, which, you know, right here, if he catches it, it's a 60-yard field goal. We'd probably, you know, try to run another quick play if we could, but Amendola does a great job here of splitting it and getting upfield and getting down so that, you know, we can get on the ball. The official can spot the ball. We can get on the ball and clock it. Here's the same play from the end zone. But you see these guys over here, and it certainly looks like they're going to, you know, blitz a couple of them, and then they still have, you know, Collins left to cover Gronkowski. So, all the indications for the quarterback and the line are that they'd be coming from the right, but then on the snap, they spin it.
That's a nice turn inside, too.
Yeah.
Money play.
And that set up the field goal, and thought we'd take another look at this one.
Yeah, I mean, this thing, too. You see some of the end zone video cameras on Twitter. I know you're not on Twitter or my face or any of that.
No, but, I don't use it in my Twitter.
This thing could have been good for maybe 60. I mean, he kicked it three quarters of the way up those the uprights.
You know, really good job here by Mike Williams, you know, kind of taking one for the team here.
Wow.
You know, two for one, getting both the inside and the outside gap. I mean, even though they push him back, they can't get through. You know, it's really Cromartie coming off the edge, and that really comes back to the timing of, you know, good snap by Cardona, good hold, balls, you know, everything's really perfectly executed on this, as well as the kick. So when you watch this from the end zone, you can, you know, see how the timing really beats the edge rush, even though we don't block them. So, you know, a lot of excitement here.
Yeah.
Here's the kick from the end zone. Again, Mike Williams, you know, figuring the overload rush coming from the field, which it does. Well, part of it does anyway. There's five over here and then six on the short side. So this is Cromartie coming off the short side here. And, you know, Scott kind of gets a hand on him to widen him about as much as he can. But that's the timing of the kick right there.
Wow.
With the, you know, good operation between the snapper, the holder, and the kicker. And, you know, Cromartie just can't get it. So, you know, again, good protection, good operation, and obviously good kick.
Good stuff. Love those heart attack games, man. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right. Good luck this week against the Bills. There's your plays of the week. See you next week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.